In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. Today we celebrate the leave-taking of the Dormition, of the Feast of the Dormition. And in honor of this feast, there's the reading from St. Luke, which is always in Mary and Martha. And if you've been to other feast days for the Virgin Mary, you will find that the same reading is often read at those services. And that's because the Theotokos is said to embody both the spirit of Martha, who works and serves, and also the spirit of Mary, who sat at Jesus' feet and contemplated, as it says about the Mother of God, that she, as she was around Christ, she pondered everything and just stored it in her heart. And so that is why the reading is read today. Beyond that, to contemplate the reading, I was reading this this week, and I thought, you know, I felt this way. Martha, Martha, you're worried about many things. But Martha is saying to Jesus, I'm doing all this work here. I'm trying to be hospitable. I'm doing the right thing. Why haven't you sent anybody to help me? I'm doing this all alone. And this is what Martha's plight is. And maybe you've also worked in a situation where as you worked away tirelessly, you felt like the entire world didn't care. And you were serving about, offering something, by the way, that there was nothing wrong with. The hospitality that Martha offers is her duty. And ultimately, it is her offering to Christ. And as she toils away, she feels frustrated. Mary, on the other hand, is sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to his word, pondering it in her heart. And this is represented in the Christian life by those who have a life of contemplation, those who meditate upon the scriptures, who pray in the morning, in the evening, or throughout the day, and do whatever they can to be in a dialogue with God, to do whatever they can to carry a prayerful spirit throughout the day, contemplating and being in the presence of Christ, and no matter what their situation, whether they're eating dinner, working at work, spending time with family, whatever it is, Christ is always close by to their heart, and they are always in some way pondering, praying, and dialoguing with God. And this is what's represented in Mary. For Martha, what's represented is the service of the church. Those who offer hospitality, those who would be taking care and doing the works of going to prison, feeding the poor, clothing the poor, or clothing the naked, doing all of those works that are so helpful. Because when Jesus says, when we do it to the least of them, we have done it to him as well. So those are the two examples we're given. One who does the works and tirelessly labors, one who sits at Jesus' feet and contemplates, and I've already mentioned that the Mother of God, the Theotokos, she was both of these at the same time. But now we're going to turn this on you. Oh, you, what are you doing, Christians out here today? What is it? Where do you find yourself? Are you like Martha, tirelessly working on behalf of Christ, reaching out to the poor, helping, doing whatever you can for the upbuilding of the church or for the upbuilding of the body of Christ, or simply to show mercy on those who are made in Christ's image? No? You're not one of those? Well, then you must be sitting at Jesus' feet contemplating, reading the scriptures, praying throughout the day, and living the life where you're in constant dialogue with God. What do you say? Are you not one of those either? Well, if you're not contemplating God, then you better be working. And if you're not working, you better be contemplating God. Because the Christian faith is actually tied up in our lives and in our actions, our beliefs and our practices. And if we're not working hard on behalf of the church and for the salvation of the world, then like those monks who are secluded in the caves, we best be praying for the world. And if we don't have a good prayer life, we better throw ourselves into some works, because it certainly isn't going to be our close relationship with Jesus that's going to get us through if we're not praying and spending time with Christ. So, again, it doesn't have to be an either-or equation. What it really should be is a both-and. Because each one of us is called not only to be close and contemplate at Christ's feet, but also do the works that he did. And this is precisely what Jesus says: if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Throughout the gospel, we see this example in our Lord and in his mother, where it is not merely a one-sided, a one-faceted sort of expression of the faith. Jesus goes off into the mountain to pray all night. He then leaves and walks on water, and this is after feeding the 5,000. So the Christian life is an integration. You know, these things of doing work or working for the kingdom and spending time imbuing yourself with the kingdom, growing close to Christ, are not in opposition. They're meant to be integrated. At the same time, woe to us who don't do either of them. How dare we call ourselves Christians if we're not working for the kingdom of heaven, or we're not at least sitting at Jesus' feet? May we follow our Lord, and may we follow his mother's expression of the faith. May she pray for us, that we could actually see in today's gospel an example of our high calling, not only to be the ones who grow in prayer and life and dialogue with God, but also the ones who take that inner energy of the Holy Spirit and bring it out upon other people to serve them with hospitality, with love, with our prayers, with our generosity. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our midst.